Future Farmers of America was founded in 1928 in Kansas City, Missouri, as a way to educate the next generation of farmers. Today, FFA is a national organization for young people interested in leadership and agriculture. There are over a dozen local FFA chapters in the Miami Valley, including one at Northeastern High School in rural Clark County. As part of our series, County Lines, producer Anna Laurie went to Northeastern last fall to learn about FFA and to teach the students a little bit about radio.
Hello, testing, testing.
Hello.
Is it recording? Yeah, it is recording.
Can you hear things differently already?
It sounds weird.
It's different, right?
Hi, I'm Anna Lurie. I'm a Community Voices producer, and I'm also a teacher. This fall, I visited students in the FFA club at Northeastern High School in Clark County. I wanted to know more about their lives growing up in a rural area. In this installment of County Lines, Northeastern students talk about what being in FFA means to them.
FFA honestly isn't cows and plows. FFA is FFA. It's no longer Future Farmers of America. It's FFA, the National FFA Organization.
To practice brotherhood, honor agricultural opportunities and responsibilities, and develop those qualities of leadership which an FFA member should possess.
I knew animals meant a lot to me, and the things involved with it meant a lot to me, but joining FFA, it's really shown me how important it is to the community and even to the world.
Some opportunities FFA provide are community service. One of our big things that we do here at Northeastern is our Powder Puff game. That's when the girls play football and the guys cheer. And we have raised over $10,000 for breast cancer every year. And it is such a great opportunity. Everybody comes out. It's a big community thing.
Another major event that our FFA holds is the Farm Day. And we host first graders to where they all come out to the farm and have that experience to know where milk comes from and other things like where the eggs come from, where the meat comes from and the chicken. And it's really great way to educate our community so they are informed and know what they eat and where it comes from.
I'm involved in FFA, and it means a lot to me because I get to do a lot of things like show animals and help out in the community and be a leader.
It's definitely taught me time management. When showing animals, you have another life depending on you taking care of it. If you don't feed it or water it, then it's not going to be able to survive. So you have to prioritize things in the order that you do them in.
It has taught me when you sign up for something, you have to show up for something. When you are supposed to be in charge of this, you have to be in charge of it. You know, definitely being responsible.
Throughout FFA, I have found myself. I've really been able to figure out who I am and what I want to be when I'm older and how I want to continue my life. So throughout FFA, I figured out that genetics is the path I want to take to continue my career, and the passion for animals will never stop, and I just really love FFA.
Having parents grown up in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, they had no agriculture or even experiences with farm animals, and when they moved here, we weren't expecting me to get so attached to the different livestock and wanting to be involved as much as I have. So I've really brought an agriculture into my family's life.
I know that I made a bunch of memories during National FFA Convention. I met so many new people. I met people that I didn't even know I could meet. It was so different. I met people from Oklahoma, from Texas, from Hawaii. It was so different seeing them and talking to them. But after you kind of sit back and kind of think about it, we're just the same.
That's not just in the classroom at County Fair. FFA is a national thing that has gone on for generation after generation. And when we all line up in that blue corduroy jacket, we are one powerful person.
I'm Caitlin Dietrich.
I'm Victoria Johnson.
I'm Mackenzie Grimm.
I'm Taylor Krampowski.
It's Alice Foreman.
I'm Nicole Edward.
My name is Haley Rogers.
My name is Gracie Leonard.
I'm Gracie McHenry.
Special shout out to our ag teachers, Mrs. Anders.
Thank you very much.
See you guys.
Bye.
This is Community Voices producer Anna Lurie. Thanks to the students of Northeastern High School's FFA Club for sharing their experiences on this installment of County Lines.
County Lines is produced with a grant from Ohio Humanities.